Hi, this is Amory Starr reporting from the protest of the WTO meetings in Cancun, Mexico, and I'm reporting for KRFC. The biggest news here in Cancun is, well, there's actually a lot of big news, but the very biggest is the suicide of Qiang Li, a 56-year-old organizer of farmers who climbed to the top of the fence a few days ago on the 10th and commits suicide in a formal way, wearing a large sign that said WTO kills farmers. He's part of a Korean delegation of several hundred people who've been very militant. Since that action, much of what has gone on here has been organized, until today, much of what went on has been organized around commemorating him. And there have been constant vigils and marches to the spot where he commits suicide. His death is being described as caused by the WTO. They're not using the word murder, but they're saying this wasn't really a suicide. This was a death caused by the WTO, and it symbolizes him and all the farmers of the world who are being killed by the WTO. The other thing that the suicide means, which is very important, is that it really puts this movement on the par with the movements against the war, because traditionally these kinds of suicides have been used frequently to protest wars, and it's saying that this movement is now on that level of a moral issue.
Is there any information from the WTO delegates or organization about the death of Li?
The WTO issued a press release, which I picked up yesterday, saying they regret the death, but they certainly did not understand the degree to which they were being held responsible for it over here. And we did talk to some delegates yesterday over there, and they were not even aware of the situation. So although it's all over the local news here, it doesn't seem that the information is getting out very well there. The second big story here is that there is nothing going on inside the convention center. The group of 21 developing nations have created tremendous solidarity. They are holding very strong on the agricultural issues. There is nothing happening on services. There's nothing happening on investments. The whole thing is at a stalemate. We just heard Walden Bello make an announcement from at this gathering where I am right now. And he said that there's nothing going on inside, that the solidarity is even greater than in Seattle among the developing nations, and that he suspects nothing will go forward from the meeting, which is just tremendous news. When I was inside the press center at the convention center yesterday, there were press releases from Brazil telling the U.S. to back off and stop bullying, a very aggressive statement made by Brazil. And in addition, a very interesting statement coming from the European Union saying that the G21 were refusing to show flexibility, and if they didn't show flexibility, the negotiations would be very difficult, so indicating that the EU is expecting to get nothing out of the meeting unless the G21 gives, and all reports indicate that the G21 is not going to give. The third big story here is really about the continual development of the incredible international solidarity going on. You know, I don't really know how many of folks understood the Korean struggle until this week. And now you see the young internationals that have come from all over the world to be here so proudly wearing Korean bandanas and Korean t-shirts, and so proud to stand in solidarity with that movement and really admiring the militance and discipline and organization and position of the Korean delegation. Currently, I am at the second major assault on the fence leading to the convention center. The first was on the 10th at the same action where Li Qiang commits suicide. This is the second big march. The first one was the march of the campesinos, the farm workers. And this march is many campesinos, but also primarily the sindicales, the unions. What's going on right now down at the fence is that several different groups are physically making attacks on the fence. We have an international group of women. We have the Koreans with was sent with metal cutters and ropes, making a very systematic cutting of the fence. We have anarchists, we have Maoists, we have probably a few other groups, each with its own method of trying to dismantle the fence. And every few minutes, a bit of the fence does start to come down, and there's a tremendous cheer, like right now there's a tremendous cheer coming as people are seeing another part of the fence come down. There's a big flag up there with one of the groups from ATTAC, which is the primarily European organization. Let's see, what else? Oh, two other events that happened yesterday that were very exciting that people will be pleased to hear about, I think, are that directly across from the convention center, hanging from a very tall orange crane, was a successful banner hang. And that one said, Que se vayan todos, which is the Argentinian phrase for get rid of them all. At the bottom of the banner, there was a ear of corn, symbolizing the struggle to protect Mexican corn from biotechnology. There was also a sign, just the WTO with a slash through it, but in Spanish it's ONCE. And the third symbol on the sign was a red fist symbolizing indigenous power. So that went off very smoothly. The other main action, and that action was done actually by locals who had never done a banner hang before and were trained by, I believe, a first worlder who had done banner hangs before, but these folks hadn't done it, so that's kind of exciting as well. The other big action that happened last night was actually a tiny action, but very significant, was that throughout the day, several hundred people made an effort to enter the convention center zone as tourists, because it is a tourist zone out there, and they went in by ones and twos and went to the beach and had drinks and held hands and pretended to be lovers on vacation. And then at 7 o'clock, they collected about 80 persons managed to get into the zone. Several hundred were turned back, but 80 persons managed to get into the zone. International group blocked the streets for several hours, massive amount of press. Of course, they couldn't be dispersed with tear gas because the police don't really want them there. You know, they don't want to disperse them anywhere. So they were able to negotiate very strongly, and they got out of the situation without even being arrested. So they were directly on the doorstep of the WTO, delivered the message. They were there for hours, very powerful, and eventually got a free ride on very fancy buses back to town. So those are really the major things that have happened here. Phrases that are being used are, we are all Li Qiang, which is similar to the phrase, we are all Marcos, coming from the Zapatistas. This is Amory Starr reporting from the protest of the WTO meetings in Cancun, Mexico, and I'm reporting for KRFC.